Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle from the fraud department. Am I speaking to Barb Crump?
Yes, ma'am.
Alright, allow me one second to pull up this account they sent over. One second. One second, ma'am. It's still loading for me.
Okay.
Okay. Can you confirm my shipping address, please?
5363 Pool Road, Fairview, Louisiana, 71334.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Let me just take a look at this for you here. All right, ma'am. So it's letting me know here. I'm pretty sure they already told you, but I see a contest entry to win a mixer that enrolled you in the Bites Up meal planning app. That counts your calories and gives you recipe guides to follow. And they charge their members $59.89 to be enrolled, and you get these prizes every week. Did you do this charge today?
No, I didn't do it.
Okay. Do you know anybody who has access to your card and without you knowing could have ordered something?
No, but I did have a fraud alert early this morning, and the bank told me to come in, so I did go in. Actually, it's probably not even an hour. I went in, and they had already canceled my card before I even got there, so I went to the bank, and they gave me a new card. So that card that I use every day is non-existent. I have a new one.
Okay. So they take care of this charge for you?
Not the charge.
Just the use. So they canceled your card.
Right. And they did tell me that there was an expiration of maybe the 7th of April.
7th of April.
Of that pending price.
Oh, okay, the pending charge.
I said I want to make sure that the charge is gone because I didn't make it. And what was it for, a meal plan?
So basically somebody signed up to win a prize. This says it was a mixer. Other ones would be iPhones or iPads. So in this contest entry, it enrolls you in an app called Bites Up, and it is a meal planning app. So you would use it, and basically they reward their members with prizes.
If I was still teaching, I would pretty much guess where it came from because my students, 1 year, and oh, they got in a lot of trouble. They got on my, it was through my email at the time, and they entered all kinds of stuff not knowing it was charging me.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. So they all had to go to Saturday school, and the best part of that was I was the one that did it, so I got paid some nice money for their
misbehavior. Right. Wow. Well, let's get this figured out for you then. Let me tell you how we help in the fraud department. We would send this account to be investigated so they can check who basically made the charge for you. They can tell what device they use, when and where, so they can help you out, figure out who did this for you. Would you like to continue today?
I just want this off of my account. Whatever it takes to get it off of my account.
Okay. We'll go ahead and do that. If somebody finds something suspicious, they will definitely let you know. So we cancel the subscription. But since you mentioned that you did already cancel your card, we would have to have confirmation from your bank just to make sure that this charge is not blocked or disputed or anything so we can go ahead and process a refund. Do you think you can give your bank this number to call us and to just verify?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll leave notes on the account saying that you'll call back with the bank so we can verify that there's no block or dispute. Whenever they do that, we'll just go ahead and refund this charge for you. So You won't have to worry about anything.
Okay, so they called this number that I called?
Yes, same number. We're going to ask for your zip code like I did to find your account. And basically, we're just going to ask them, is this charge blocked or disputed? They'll say no if it hasn't, and we'll go ahead and refund the account that was billed.
Okay.
All right. I'll make sure to leave these notes.
Who did they ask for? Did they ask for the fraud department or?
Let's see. Not necessarily. Any agent will be able to help you as long as I put my notes here saying that that's what you'll go ahead and do. So you don't need to be transferred or anything.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.